Okay, I'm very, very pleased. Okay, we are in the Gemara.
What does she do with davening and Elohim?
What are we going to do here now in the Gemara? That's the number days. We are on the Gemara. Amar Papa. But you see in the Mishnah, it says, in the Rashi, it says Mishnah. Go across, go down one line. My Havi Allah. Meaning basically, we brought down Rabbi and Rav Huna that said that if a person sends presents to a girl that he engaged to, and he did not say a Lashon Kedushin, we're afraid that maybe he meant Kedushin. Right? It was questionable whether we agreed to Rabbi or not. According to one Lashon, Rabbi tried to prove it from our Mishnah, and Abaye responded that it's no proof. So we have no question on Rabbi from the Mishnah. We have no proof to Rabbi from the Mishnah. So the question is, my Havi Allah. Halakha l'maisa, a guy sends his engaged, the girl is engaged to a present. Do we have to worry about Kedushin or not? My Havi Allah. What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yes, go to the word Mishnah in Rashi. There's the word Mishnah in Rashi. Go across, go down one line.
And that's the case that he did a real
Kedushin. No, yeah. The Mishnah's case was he did a real Kedushin wrong. It was Shapakas Mishavapruta. It was cotton. The Mishnah said if he sends presents afterwards, it's not a Kedushin. Rabbah said that's only if he, did an act of Kedushin and then followed it, a wrong act of Kedushin, then followed it with a present. But if he's just engaged, did not do an act of Kedushin, and then sent a present.
He engaged.
He had a fort. The L'chaim was a photographer, music. We went through this yesterday. Right? There isn't just a concept of Shidduchim before Kedushin. It happens today. In those days, it happened as well. A boy and a girl got engaged, followed by a Kedushin, followed by a Nisuin. So today, we do an engagement followed by both together. In those days, it was a three-step process. They did Shidduchim, then afterwards they did Kedushin, then they got prepared for the Chasen, and they did Nisuin. That was the way they did it. Now, the Rabbah says, a girl that had, the way Rashi learns, a girl that had a Shidduch, and then he did not do any act of Kedushin, just sent her a present, we're afraid that that present is Kedushin. That's what Rabbah said. Abaye said there's no proof from the Mishnah. Fine, so there's no proof from the Mishnah. Now the question is, am I having a law? Halakha l'maisa, what happens if this happens? Do we agree to Rabbah? We don't agree to Rabbah.
I think it's important to...
Yes, tell me what is important.
Doctor, here's the thing. That our
I'm glad you're
board,
explaining it to him.
Our board that we have with spending all this money for no reason,
It's not called engagement, it's nothing.
It's engagement. That's Shidduchim.
But it has no history, no...
Again, it's just Shidduchim. It's exactly what it is. They're not married. They have a Shidduch.
They have nothing. Meaning, there's no...
Chazal seem to think not like you. They seem to think that a Shidduch is a very important part of the marriage process.
But it has no validity in
She's not anxious-ish, no.
And she's not, okay.
She wasn't in those days either. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to tell him. They did Shidduchim, followed by Kedushin, followed by Nisuin. The Shidduchim then was like the Shidduchim now. The only difference is they did not have a photographer in those days. No. They didn't. They didn't know how to do photography in those days. Anyway. Zog Digamar. My Havi Allah. Halacha l'maisa. What do we do with Rabbi's halacha, who says that a girl that's mishudeches and you send her a present, we're afraid of kedushin? What do we do? Amar Papa. This is the halacha. Ba'asra de mekachi v'hadem savli chashinan. Misavli v'hadem mekachi lechashinan. If the minig in the place is that you don't send presents till after kedushin, and here is a guy that sent a present without an act of kedushin, must be at least there's a good reason to believe that this is the Kedushin. Because why else is he sending her a present? People do not send presents prior to Kedushin. That's the minig hamakom. That's the custom. And therefore, since he's sending a present, we say maybe he meant kedushin with this present. It's enough for us to be chayshish because of the minig hamakom. If the minig is v'sabli v'hadim mikachi, if they give presents before kedushin, so then the presence is like hashinan. Why should we think he's doing kedushin? That's what Rabbah says. So Rabbah basically says, I agree to Rabbah's halacha if people won't send presents usually till after kedushin. But in a place where people do send presents, why would I think that he means kedushin? Maybe he means simply what he did, a present. And it's the minhag hamakom. Frek the Gemara mikachi v'adam sabli b'shita. If this is a case with the Mishlam, if you tell me Rabbah said it as a general rule, he's telling me a big chiddush. If you're telling me it's only in a place that people don't send presents till after kedushin, so of course he must mean he wouldn't send the present. What's the chiddush? It has to be that way. Why else is he sending the present? Nobody sends presents till after kedushin. Dr. Gemara leitzricha the ruby mekachiva the misabli. Most people do kedushin first. Miyuta misabli v'adam mekachi. However, there is a minority that will send presents before kedushin. So you live in a city that does not have a uniform minhag. If you ask the people that know the protocol, they will tell you, in our city, most people don't send presents until after kedushin. However, there are people that will send presents prior to kedushin. This is the way things are done in our city. Now, this guy went and sent the presents. We have no idea. Is he from the Raiv, and therefore we have to be afraid it's kedushin? Or maybe, we don't know of an act of kedushin, maybe he's from the Miyat. Now, usually it's no big chiddush that you go by Raiv, but here it is the chazaka that she's not an ancient sister, which I didn't speak out. The bottom line is, she was a single girl. You have to be afraid, did her status change? You have a chazaka that says it didn't. A chazaka says, assume that it didn't. Miyat says that it didn't. Raiv says that it did. So what should I do now? Do I require a get? Or do I say, listen, there are people that send presents, and we don't know of an act of kedushin, so why make trouble when we don't see trouble? So Dr. Gemara, Mal detaim, I would think, nechish lemiyuta, that we should take into account the minority, together with the chazaka that we try to speak out, and say, listen, don't create a problem. It's not apparent that he meant kedushin. There is a miyut that doesn't do kedushin. Mashmalon, that we go by Rav, and since most people do it that way, we see kedushin here, possible kedushin, and we require a get. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Chashinon, the kibun derchayu the kedushin bereisha. Since the custom of the city is to do kedushin first, Chashinon the shadr hani l'shem kedushin. We're afraid that he sent this l'shem kedushin. Yes.
We have heard two days ago, right?
You cannot compare case to case. There was a definite marriage. A definite marriage. Here, we don't know whether it's a marriage or not. It's a can't compare one to the other. Each case is dealt with its own set of circumstances.
But it has nothing to do with how strong the miyut is?
No.
Even the man was highest miyut. Red Mayor said he...
Again, but the Gemara doesn't get involved in it. So I don't know what would happen. The Gemara doesn't say. I'm not going to speculate. Maybe. Again, we're going to be makel now. We're using the miyut as a kula. That's what the Rishonim are bothered with. Since when do we use miyut as a kula? You're saying, maybe we should say it's miyut and not require a get. You want to be machmer with a miyut? I get it. To be makel with a miyut? So the Rishonim think out because of chazaka. The maisa she has a cheskes, the Balmora says this. The maisa she has a cheskes pnuya, she has a cheskes unmarried. So if not, since when do we say, go by minority and be makel? Majority says be machmer. The answer is, given the fact that there's a chazaka, and we always go by chazaka and emiyat, maybe that should carry the day. Kamash malan, that we require a get. Yes, doctor.
The Balamor, the chazaka, I know you don't pick, but the Zucks is a stronger argument because there's a statistical error in using the RUF, the majority of an individual part, to predict the actions of a cognitively independent part of that RUF. Whereas Kazaka definitely does stand.
Okay, fine. Zuck to give my advice. Boy mine, Ravaka Barab Maru Huno Miraba Miraba. Ravaka Barav Huna asked Rabbi the following Shaila. Hugzik Star Ksuba Bishuk Mahu. What happens? People saw Ksuba within him and her. Now again, let me point out that Ksuba is not a marital document. It has nothing to do with the sanctity of marriage. Ksuba is a financial document that's written at marriage. Some people write it at Nisuin, some people write it at Erisin. But it's a written financial document that is indicating that there's some kind of marriage. But in it itself is not a marriage. In it itself is just a financial document. It's not written regularly unless there's a marriage here. Now, we didn't hear of a marriage. We didn't see an act of kedushin, but we see a ksuba. Do we have to be afraid that there was a kedushin? Because why else did he write her a ksuba? Why would a guy write a ksuba if he's not married to her?
He's about to get married.
Again, it's written at kedushin or at nisuin, not at before that.
At the time of kedushin, meaning right before kedushin.
But it's in the marketplace. That means it was written and it's already been out. People saw it. That means. Do we have to be afraid that there was an act of kedushin? It's a very legitimate question.
Right.
I don't know.
But it's not to say that it didn't actually.
So let's see what the Gemara has to say. Amar Levi can be a mishum magzik shtak suba be shuk nagzik vokeshes ish. Because she has a financial document, we're going to say that means she's an eshes ish. But it's all a financial document. Why should we be afraid that he's married? My havi Allah, do we paskin that way? If we never write ksubas until there's kedushin, so then we have to be afraid there was kedushin. However, if the minig of the place is that people will write the financial document to have it prepared for the kedushin, so then you don't have to be afraid that they got married. Frek the Gemara, mekachi v'ad kasi pshita. If nobody writes it till after kedushin, so what is the fear? The Gemara leitzricha leishchich shafra. It's a city where you don't have scribes, you don't have people that can write shtaras. So there, even though the minig is not to write the ksuba till after the kedushin, this guy might have been worried that he won't be able to find somebody to write him the ksuba. Mal detema safru disrami. Remember, she's a regular girl. We have no evidence of kedushin. The only evidence is the existence of the ksuba, based on the fact that people don't write ksubas till after the marriage. What happened to the guy was afraid he wouldn't find a scribe. There are not many scribes in the city. Sometimes they're around, sometimes they're not around. So maybe he had a pre-written against the minig, because he needed a ksuba available. The mashmalan, then we go by right. Rashi.
Obviously, if this is a common thing, then it would...
Again, right, do it this way, again. Rashi. Hugzik stark suba bishuk. Shero stark suba. Maum niskachalacha maulangzika kim gudeshis larishin. The leshir safra, ain't a safra matsubir tom, but he's not around always. Safra disramale bekadim lichtim kaidim kadushin. Okay. Doctor.
It's assumed that he gives it to her also. See, even they write it before. Why is it in his heart?
We saw, people saw the suba. We didn't. Yeah.
Oh.
Nobody said who had it. People saw the ksuba. It was on simchas.com or wherever they, I don't even know what it's called. Just Simchas, only Simchas. What is it called? There's a name for it.
Only Simchas.
Only Simchas. Dr. Mishnevite.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about this?
Sure.
So even if it's rove in that community that's how they do their practice, a nutcase guy writes up a kasuba for his dream girl. He's never spoken to her. She denies that she ever did any kedushin with him, and he's just a stalker kind of guy. She can't prove a negative with Adim. She can't prove that she never did it. That's not possible. Is there a kedushin between the two of them in this community?
Only to require a get before she marries somebody else.
Doesn't she have to swear something? That would force him to give the get. He doesn't want to do that.
He's not believed. No person is believed about themselves in these kind of issues. In marriage issues, a person can't say, I didn't marry. The woman can't say, I got married, I can't get married. All we can say is, unless we have witnesses, which, as you say, is almost impossible to have. You would have to have witnesses that accompanied her 24/7. Then she would need a get in order to get married.
But
you're right.
He would have to give the
get. All you had is
a nutcase.
He
would have to give the get.
I'm not arguing with you. But that's the fallout of what happens is in a city that it's done that way. Enochinami, in a city that nobody writes Iksuba, the Dominican is not to write Iksuba before. I'm sorry. This is only in a city where people will write Iksuba only after marriage. But in a city where people write it before marriage, that Enochinami would ignore the whole thing. So you're right.
But
in a case where people won't write Iksuba after marriage,
he can refuse to give a get.
To make someone require a get. You're right. There's nothing I can do about it. You're right.
But he can refuse to get.
No, it will force him for that. I mean, for that bezin, that's power. It's not as that. It's harder because we don't force the getting anymore. But at least we be careful because we don't really get arrested. But in those days, bezin forced.
Okay.
Yes.
I just point out this Gemara has relevance to a discussion we've had several times in the past years, which is the degree to which people were illiterate during this time. They do not reply, it's not commonplace. The needing the scribe and things like that to know the halacha and to actually write down the super. It is not unusual for there to be a city where there is no common access.
Again, I only say the following. I really don't want to get off this, but I only say the following. And that is, I know how to write, but I wouldn't dare write up a ksuba. I know how to write. I'm literate. But I would not write on a ksuba. You know, there are a lot of people that are literate, and they would not write up a get. There's a degree of literacy you want to be if you write an official document.
That's why I said, literacy and the rules.
Yeah, it's also if you write nicely or not. I can write, but you can't read it, so what do you gain?
There is no law of which I'm aware which says that a get or a suitor has to be written nicely.
A get has to be written with assurance.
Right. With assurance.
It does have to be written assurance. And if I wrote assurance, that'd be bad news.
You can write sloppy assurance.
Okay, but again, that's what it is. Dr. Mishnah Leiter. Hamekadesh Isho Bita. Somebody is Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, at one shot. Which means both a woman and a daughter made a shliach to accept the kedushin. They both want to get married to this guy, mom and daughter. They make a shliach, and he says to the shliach, "Here, I'll be mekadesh both," and he gives the money to mekadesh both, which obviously he can't be married to both. Guy can't marry a mother and a daughter. If he lives with them, it's Chayav Krisus, not the act of Kedushin. But Kedushin is not typhus in the second one. But there is no second one. There's only a first one. Simultaneous. None of them need a get. And the Gemara will explain why. There'll be two opinions in the Gemara, so we have to leave it for the Gemara. So Krashi, Kachas, Amar Hashtecha Mekudashesli. You're both Mekudashes to me. At the same moment. Neither one of them needs a get. Gemara Mepharish Taima.
Is there a reason why Gemara is
going to The Gemara is going to explain, so why am I... Yes, what about?
If you said, lady mother one...
So that he didn't do it simultaneously. Guy's Mekadesh a woman, she's Mekadeshes. He doesn't have to call her mother, he can call her missus.
Right.
Again, yes, you can marry two good women. Why not? No, it's only because they, again, the Gemara is going to get involved, the soup shot them. But the simple shot, starting off, you can't do simultaneously, but you can do consequentially. What?
Consecutively,
I'm sorry. But the Gemara is going to say a different shot also, so we have to see. So to my right turn. Now, Maisa B'chomish Nashim. There was a story with five women. There were five women. Two of the five were sisters. Somebody went and picked a basket of figs. Shalem Haisa. It was the woman's figs. Meaning, the women owned, together, they owned a fig tree. And this guy went and took their figs. But Shoshvia Haisa. It was Shemitah, so it was Hefker. So therefore, it's his figs. It came from their land, but the fruit was Hefker. So he took their figs, and now he has figs that belong to him. It's not stolen figs, because it was Shemitah. Had this been at rest at the time, it would have been stealing from them. But he didn't steal from them. He took Hefker. And he was Mekadosh all five simultaneously. With the fruit of Shvita, that he was kind of. So it's not Hefker anymore. It's Hefker till somebody picks it. Once somebody picked it, it's not Hefker. Now he went and offered them, here, I will give you figs to all five of them, with the shliach, whatever you want to say. Simultaneously, I want to marry you all five. The halacha is, the kibla achas memaydei kulam, and one of them is an agent for all five. Amru chachamim, ein achias mukadashas. The three are Mukadashas, the three strangers. The two sisters are not Mukadashas. That is a bigger Kiddush, that the same act of Kedushin works partially and doesn't work the other part. Here he was Mekadosh five women at one shot. Three of them became Mukadashas. Two of them did not become Mukadashas, and it still works. Rashi. The Gemara will explain why we want this case. Yes, Doctor.
The Gemara we had earlier some time ago, when a guy steals money from a woman's hand and gives it back to her, why does this have to be in shivs?
Because the Gemara says there only if they were mishadechas. The Gemara says the only time that works is if they were engaged. This is not that case. Dr. Gemara Viter, Menon Emili, how do I know that you cannot be Mekadosh two sisters at one time meeting? Obviously you can't marry them both. But how do I know they don't need a get? Dr. Gemara, Brachamad, Amakra. What? Neither needs a get. Well, once you have one, we need a get. How would you know which one? It's simultaneous.
It's
either both or not.
Again,
it's either both or none, as far as get's concerned. Amarami, Brachamad, Amakra, the Isha, Achaisa, Listikach, Litra. You should not take a woman and her sister to become tzaris to each other. Hatayra amra b'shah shenat tzaris zu lezu v'lehei kuchais afilu b'achas mem. He darshens the pasuk. A woman and her sister do not take them to be tzaris to each other. So he darshens it to mean if you take them together, it's not taken. Rashi, b'shah shenat tzaris zu lezu v'chikitchen ka'achas. The Gemara now understands that the pasuk is talking about he made simultaneous kedushin. Sikach means it does not work. Sikach means it's not a good kedushin.
For either.
That's how we're dashing it now. Again, we're starting the sukkah, right? Right. We'll continue. I will not be here tomorrow. My car will be here tomorrow. And I will be back in my gym Thursday morning.